Meet them afterwards. We'll be learning the Noam HaLimelech. Those who would like to join us in the front of the Beis Medrash for a few short minutes, one vart from the Noam HaLimelech, and then after that we're going to be hearing an amazing shiur from Rabbi Lerner, as he gives every Monday night, 9:45, on interesting topics. This week he's speaking about the inyan of arayis, if I'm not mistaken, girls, and how to stay away from them and why you should. Tomorrow, Beis Hashem B'li Neder, in the morning, we'll be doing Vesila Nale. Mati? You'll be here? Okay, B'li Neder, hopefully 9:30 in front of the Beis Medrash, in the middle of speaking about the Yonam of Simcha. It's a sefer from Likutim of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. But right now, we're learning the Piyosetzner Rebbe, the Heligur Rebbe Kolonim Meskalman, and we're in the sixth parak. It's called, the name of the parak is Mimachalos Hayeshus. I don't know exactly how you want to translate that. Mimachalos Hayeshus. I think that the right translation might be something along the lines of narcissism. Narcissistic is someone that is very centered around himself. He's thinking only about himself. He's a narcissistic person. That's what it's called. That's narcissism. Hine, we'll see what he says. Avshaloi nifroit bekunchoraseinu azeh kiruchles kol machalos hanefesh shetrufais. And even though we are not going to right now write a list of all of the different issues that a person can have in his nefesh, and also the solutions how to solve them, that's not what we're going to do. We're not, ruchla is like a person who's a peddler who's got like, I'll tell you this, I'll say this and that. We're not doing that. We're not. This, that's not what this sefer is for. It's not here to go through every single ailment that a person can have in his nefesh. There's actually a book that they put out every year, which is put out by I don't know. There's the name there's a department of psychology, psychiatry, where they put out a book which has it's like a dictionary of all the different types of mental health issues a person could possibly have. What's it called? DSM, otherwise known as Diagnostic Statistics Manual. There you go. Thank you, Hatzala, very much. Thank you. Okay. That is not what we're doing here. We are not doing that. This is not a DSM or anything of the sort. We're just going to make Kol Mokoyim. Even though still we spoke a little bit about being lazy, being lethargic, having bad work ethic. Those are critical, crucial things. The hamuka behen, and someone that is afflicted by them, lo yucha lipsoya afpsia rishoina, can't even take one step al admasa avoida. Person that's going to be lazy is not going to get anywhere. We also have to speak about this machala of Yeshus. Ego, narcissism. Ki machala nu'asha, it is a desperate machala. V'amuka b'chas v'sholom ad shol yerid, will go down imamish to the depths. If you have Yeshus, you're in serious trouble. Now, the fascinating thing is, in the course of the past recent years, I would say in the last 10 years, so this book, another known as the DSM, which is the Dictionary of Psychotic Malfunctions. That it has all different types of issues that a person could possibly have. And for many years, narcissism was in this book. They've actually taken it out of the book. My father-in-law happens to be a psychologist, so I spoke to him about it. They've taken it out of the book. Narcissism is no longer considered to be a problem. It's not a problem anymore. You could all be narcissistic and you could be fine. You could be happy. Why? Because when you discuss something that's some sort of disease or ailment or malfunction, that's only if you are the abnorm. But being that the entire generation is narcissistic, so we can't anymore call it like you've got a problem. Now it's just you're part of the you're generational. That's all it is. So it no longer became considered to be something that a person has a condition. It's not a condition anymore if everyone has it. The world became a narcissistic place. Everyone is into their ego. And that's a big problem. And that's what he says. L'da'aveinu nispashto ke'es harbei b'noisim hano'orim v'abuchurim. A lot of people are afflicted by this. Many of the bachrim, hachaseirim das, They're lacking knowledge. Vileva Evan Lahem, and they have a heart of stone. Kol Nabuchol Bacher Kazeh. Every nar and every bacher like this, he thinks that he's it. He thinks about himself, that he's got his own, he's his own person. He knows how to behave. He knows what's good for him. What's not good for him. He tells his Rebbe, Rebbe, don't say that to me. That's not going to help me. You're not helping me. I'll tell you what you should say to me. I'll tell you what's good for me. I'll tell you what works. I know what's going to do it because I know. He's not listening. He's telling it. I know exactly what I need. Sometimes his Rebbe or his father says something to him and tries to give him direction. And he looks in the eyes of his Talmud. Shehum even Yoser. Talmud knows better. I know better what's good for me. And because of that, now you're a dictator and you're trying to control me. And I'm not doing because I want to do it. And you're forcing me and this is bad for me. And this is your fault and your problem. And if you only knew how to do chinuch, then I'd be much better. Why are there so many people smiling in the room right now? And he looks at his Rebbe as if his Rebbe is a dictator and he's forcing him bekoyach lasoyz dover rak mepnei shehu roitze bekach, because the Rebbe thinks it's good for him and it's his agenda. V'lev ha-talmud misrachik al yedei zemei rabbi. And now the heart of the Talmud is distanced from his Rebbe. Now, it's not going to help. Because if the Talmud decides he's going to shut off, he's going to prove it to his Rebbe, it's not going to work. See, it didn't help? See? Because you hadn't get up for Shachos this morning. Ha, ha, ha. You see? It's all because of you. He's trying to... It's not going to help. Nothing will help anymore. Now it became like it's a power struggle. I'll show you that I'm not going to do well the way that you think I'm going to do well. I'm not. I'm definitely going to self-destruct. Why? Because Talmud decided he knows better than his Rebbe. He knows better than his parents. He knows better than everyone. I had a shocking experience 2 years ago. My son is in a cheder in one of the top chedarim in Yerushalayim, considered to be a prominent cheder. And he was in eighth grade. And one of the number of the high schools, they're called Yeshiva Ketanas here, that's what it's called. In America, it's called Yeshiva Ketana Elementary School. Here, it's called Yeshiva, whatever, one of the high schools. A number of the high schools were vying for it. They want to get in with that grade, with that. So I got calls from numerous different yeshivas, whatever it was. Yeah, not so many, but a few. Anyway, I got called to the house of Reb David Kohen. We all know who that is. There's a meeting in Reb David's house with Reb David Kohen, Reb Shlomo Katz, Reb Chevroni. These are the three Rosh Hashivas of Chevron, the big guns. And they called together like six parents. Now, as you all can imagine, I was an easy sell. They were calling us because they wanted our son to go to Chevron Ketana. There's the Yeshivas Chevron. That's where Avrami went. That's like the most sought after yeshiva probably in Eretz Yisrael. And then they have like a high school, Yeshiva Ketana, Chevron Ketana it's called. And it's also Baruch Hashem doing well, but it's still, it's a pretty competitive market. They wanted our sons to go. So they called together around six of these people, all of them who had shaychus with the Rosh Yeshiva. I had shaychus with Reb David, I had shaychus with Reb Shlomo Katz. He's another Rosh Yeshiva in Chevron, Reb Chevroni. They said, we would like you to send your sons to Yeshiva Ketana, Chevron Ketana. They were all involved. They all were saying how wonderful it is and how well the yeshiva is doing. So six parents there. So one of the parents, the boys are 12 years old. I want to remind you, we're talking about 12-year-olds. One of the parents says, Slicha, Kvod HaRosh Yeshivot, excuse me, pardon me for saying this. Hayiladim hifsiku liot frayerim. Now, I don't know how to translate the word friar. If there's anyone here that can help me with it. A friar is like a sucker. There you go. Kids aren't friarim anymore. Guess the best word is suckers. Ha'aba lo omer lo efo lalechet. Fathers don't tell the kids where to go. Hayiladim yodim me'atzmam efo hem rotzim lalechet, v'ani lo yechol legid lo shum davar. My son's going to tell me where he's going. He's 12 years old. I'm not telling him what to do. I can't tell him what to do. Kids aren't suckers anymore. You don't just tell them where they go. Nowadays, the kids decide. Kids decide. And I was in shock. Is a 12-year-old kid is going to decide where he's going to yeshiva? Like, what? I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Like, if Siko lives, like, no, who tells a 12-year-old what to do nowadays? So I went home and I asked David Uri, where do you want to go to yeshiva next year? So he said, wherever you tell me. I was like, Baruch Hashem. He's in Chevron Ketana, by the way. But that's my point. It's like, it's amazing. It's amazing where we're at. You should tell me where I'm going? I'm 12 years old. You don't think I can make my own opinion? I can make my own decisions? I don't know. And this is the way that person, you know, people have this, and it could be 12, it could be 20. There's a very famous quote from Mark Twain. Mark Twain was a writer with a sense of humor, and he wrote that, when I was a teenager, my father was the dumbest man I've ever met. And it's amazing how much the old man learned by the time I got older. Which is that we think our parents are stupid, we think our parents don't know any better, and we always know better than them. And then we get older, and then we start realizing, hey, you know, wow, he's coming from somewhere. And we have this machlas hayeshus, which is this ego about us. And he's going to speak later about the interesting thing that a person also at the same time has ego and also is extremely, has extremely low self-esteem. At the same time, the two actually would appear to be conflicts, but really, they come from the same place. But anyway, so we have this problem, and this is a problem. If you do not, you're not careful to get rid of this bad midah from your heart. To get rid of it totally, mikir boy. I'd built a shul until there's nothing left. Chas v'shalom, mara tiach riso. It's gonna be bitter at the end. Ain't shum dover the kavos minarze. There's nothing you can expect from this person. Lo yishum ma'ila toiva talo. Nothing good's gonna come of him. Vaf dvar ma toiva mumidos ha toiva sakvuim b'leiv kolish Yisrael. Every person has tremendous midos. Starts they have sterling midos inside of them. Bo yis kalkalu. He's gonna destroy them. Vis akmu v'yavishu, and he's going to warp them. And they're going to all spoil. The kulam is hafchu bai mera, and they'll all turn out to be evil. Chas v'shalom. B'daito yovin ach hafachiyoy. So understand everything in the opposite. Leimo l'ra toiv, ala toiv ra. Ubi midoisov yishamish l'ra. Who uses midos for bad things. Ma shetrichin leo v'yisna. Umi adverm shetrichin l'srachik yeo v'yiskar. Things you're supposed to love. Things you're supposed to stay away from, he's going to love. Things you're supposed to love, you're going to stay away. Everything's messed up. Nowadays, if a person says that, two men living together is an abomination, so he's a despicable person. He's considered to be despicable. He's considered to be, he's not tolerant. They have all these, it's a disgusting thing. But the Torah tells us clearly that this is. But if a person, you know, decides that he's going to make up his own opinions, a person can have his own warped opinions about everything. So we can decide something that's actually good is really bad. Vegam elov mekoinen hanovi, and the Novi himself he bemoaned this. Vayikav lasois anovim. They wanted to make grapes, vayivash beushim, and everything ended up getting messed up because it wasn't ripe. Das Yisrael midos toivus kvuim mekir boy, v'asher bochur Yisrael yes. Das Yisrael he has midos toivus, v'elokei Yisrael kavel asus anovim. Hashem wants him to make grapes. Aval yas b'ushim. What did he make? Everything was spoiled. Everything was rotten. Hakol niskalkel. Everything ended up just being bitter. There's a concept called binyan ne'arim stira. Children sometimes think that they're building and really they're destroying. It's destructive. Because a person has to know when to build, how to build. We have to have a little bit more of understanding, and that comes from experience. A person doesn't have experience, so then sometimes things might look good on the outside, and they might seem to be right, but it's really all wrong. Beis Halevi gives it a mashal. The Beis Halevi's mashal is the following thing. There's a person who is blindfolded, and he's trying to find the way out of a room. So he's looking for a nice big door. He's looking for a big door. And every time he finds a big door, he walks into a closet. And he finds this teeny little opening, and he says, this can't be the way out of the room. Right? But it is. But he would never expect that, because he's never been in the room before. But someone who's been in the room knows that maybe sometimes it's the little crawl space that's the way out. Now, it's not the obvious, but sometimes we see things from a perspective, and it's totally wrong. We speak about a person listening to we're supposed to listen to the Chachamim. I feel Omer al Smol Shul Yamin, Rashi says. Even if he says on the left that it's right, on the right that it's left. It's like, you are so wrong. I mean, left and right. Who doesn't know their left and their right? Everyone knows the left. The Chachamim are saying that right is left. How in the world? That makes no sense. That's ridiculous. You have to trust them. So I heard once a pshat, I said it over in Sinamunavad, I believe. Because if you ask anyone in this room, point to your right. Everyone could just point to their right. Why are you all pointing that way? Point to your right. Because I'm coming from a different perspective, right? So you might say that's right, and I'm saying, no, this is right. Because I'm looking at things from a different angle. Because sometimes people that coming from a different place, they have more experience, they see things differently. A person sees that, so then he has a different understanding. And we in our generation, we don't necessarily give generationally a tremendous amount of emphasis on experience. And I think that that's part of how we ended up with the president of the United States that has absolutely zero political experience. Zero. And he does, and protocol means absolutely nothing to him. Nothing. He'll do anything. It doesn't make a difference what has been done, happened. This is whatever he wants. He has zero political experience. How in the world did we end up with a president with zero political experience? How do we end up with that? Because we don't give enough credit to someone who knows something about politics. The man knows nothing. And everything he's doing is wreaking havoc. He doesn't care. And people are like, they like enjoying it. Because that it gives us a lot of liberty. Used to be back in the day, people used to listen to radio shows where they would listen to people's advice. Now people just like, they blog. So everyone's just vomiting all of their own opinions. What about listening to someone else's opinion? Not that much. They're more like interested in like saying like what they feel than listening to someone else. We don't listen to advice. Right now, the biggest the competition to Bibi Netanyahu is someone who's never been in politics before. This always happens. This is a common thing. Just someone crops up. He's fresh. He's new. Why? Because what's experience? Nothing. But if we could appreciate the fact that there's an importance to someone who's done things before, he knows about it, he's been involved, so then we can appreciate that that there's something that we don't know, we ourselves don't know. I saw something, I gave it to the Mashkiach this morning. They're auctioning off a Ksav Yad of Reb Elia Lapian. A Ksav Yad of Reb Elia Lapian. Reb Elia, when he was 70 years old, listen to me carefully, he was 70 years old, he wrote down Kabbalahs. He wrote down things that he wanted to do at 70. Now, Reb Elia Lapian, before he was 70, had Gilui Elio Anavi. Famous story. Okay, so you're talking about a serious heavy hitter right now. At 70, he wrote down Kabbalahs. There's around 11 of them. If you want, you could ask the Mashgiach to see it. for example, one of them was not to get angry at someone on Shabbos, not to hold a grudge on Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh. I think it's a Zoya L'Sevaru Eish. Should be no machlokes on Shabbos. L'Sevaru Eish. Should be no machlokes on Shabbos. Not to get. But you know what blew me away about these things? I mean, the Kabbals are all like they're very, you know, simple, regular Kabbalas. But what blew me away is that Rabbi Elia wrote next to it how much he's going to fine himself if he doesn't keep his Kabbalas. How much money? Each one. This one is like 5 prutas. This one is 7 prutas. Each one. How much he's going to fine himself? Got it? So Rabbi Elia Lapian needs to be fined at 70 years old after Gilui Eliyahu HaNavi for not doing his Kabbalah of not getting around Shabbos. Now, if there's anyone in this room, I shouldn't say anyone, but there are people in this room that if I tell them, I'm going to fine you for not getting around Shabbos, they're going to be like, oh, I need fines. Well, you think I'm a baby? Well, you treat me like this. Well, it's high school. We're still in high school. What is this? Right? So Rabbi Elia Lapian is 70 years old. He had Gilui Eliyahu HaNavi, and you know better than him. Because we have all these, like, we have opinions. What do you mean? I'm in base manager already. Ich weiß. I know the way the world runs. I know the way it's supposed to be. I know the way everything, I know. Who are you? Hello, you know? So you've been teaching for a couple of years. So what? I could be the Rosh Hashiva like Trump's the new president. No problem. But if we look at the way that someone who's worked on himself for 70 years is still there, still putting himself in a box, still forcing himself, still feeling I need to have repercussions, I need to have rules, I need to have guidelines, I need to have structure. And he's saying, that's the way I'm going to move forward at 70. So of course we need that at 18. And it's a problem that we feel like, it's not like we're saying stupidity. It's like, I want to come to it on my own. I don't want to feel like forced. It's going to be that way. I'm not going to be angry about it. And blah, blah, blah. And they have the whole philosophy. And also, they're writing their own book, their own book of education. But this is a min geis hu zois hamachala. There's a certain haughtiness, a certain gaiva. Of, I don't need to be told how to do it. V'kvar chazu lanu k'doyshenu zechronel mevrocha meroish v'amru. Chazal saw this. They anticipated it. And they said, b'ikvasa de Mashiach chutzpah yazgi. There's going to be a chutzpah in the times when Mashiach comes. And the Chofetz Chaim told us, we're in ikvasa de Mashiach. Chutzpah yazgi. There's going to be plenty of chutzpah. B'doyres ha-koydmin higishu talmidim hachno. In the previous generations, the Talmidim, they felt a certain hachna, subjugation, ubitul of Nehoiram. And they mevatel themselves in front of their parents, v'rabbeisayim, in front of their rabbeim, umadricham atoivim, in front of the people that were trying to give them good advice. Hikiru ba'atzmam sheketanim heim. They recognized in themselves that they're small, b'deya k'tzara, and their limited amount of knowledge, uma'ata, lu'umas avoida gdola sharaleim. They have a tremendous... Listen, I really want to be someone big. I can't do this on my own. I need advice. I need help. Lahadrich ulegadol asatzmon, to give them direction and instruction how they should build themselves. Lekdoy leYisrael ukiinsha boel atoyabiyar. Person is walking and he's lost in a forest balayla at night, and then someone comes, a guide. Lahadrichoy uloitzioy min cheshkas hayar. He wants to get him out of the darkness of the forest. Haoyim el derech yishuv bnei adam. I want to bring you to where there is civilization. That's how we looked at the Rebbe. The Rebbe was their lifeline. The Rebbe was like, was their lifesaver. Avu oisa, they loved him. Uberchuhu, and they gave him brachas. V'chol yege asher yotza mipiv kodesh, everything that came out of his mouth was holy. Belo'uhu, they swallowed it, they absorbed it, el toich navsham, and they made it a part of themselves. V'libam hichnisu, and they brought it into their hearts. Lo'ikenata, it's not the same. No, it's not the same. Shehanar misgoy leimar, they're proud of themselves. They say, "Ani daylatzmi, no one tells me what to do. I'm good enough for myself." Daiti Tova V'Yashara, I'm going to figure it out. Aleha Esmaich, I'm going to rely on myself. U'bidrochai Elech. I'm going to go. I'm going to do my own thing. That's what's going on. Now, this book was written around 100 years ago, my friends. So this is not like something that like just cropped up in the year 2000 or something like that. So even though maybe some of you are feeling like I'm trying to like make an assault on your generation, I am. But just because it's just getting more heightened, this is something that's been going on. Same thing to me. It was the same thing when I was a kid. People telling us the same thing. They told us the same thing when we were kids. Same type of story. It's just getting worse and worse. And there are people who are saved. There are people that you could be saved from this madness. But a person has to think about it and realize that I want help. I would like someone to give me instruction. For a person to really become great, he needs that. Every great person had role models, had people, not just role models, they had coaches. All the great people today, all the great ball players, all the great musicians, anyone that's great has someone who's a coach. All of the people with all the singers, they all have voice trainers. I'm like, what do I need you for? Everyone needs it. All the golfers have trained. Every sports player, everyone, every person that's striving for greatness is happy to get anyone who could help me out. Help make perfect me. I want to be perfect. If a person is prepared for that, then he could put aside the ego and say, you know what? Why don't you tell me what I should be doing? And sometimes it's hard, and sometimes it's hard to hear. But if we really care about ourselves, and we really want to be someone special, so then we can listen to other people. Because there are people that do have advice. Shiftu no atem. You judge. Atem na'arma b'churim taivim. You're good kids. You are. Baruch Hashem. Asher es divareinu ad koi el toich toichisenu hischaltim lahachnis. You start already processing some of the things that we said. You already started like working on them. You're thinking about them. Asher kvar noichachtem ladas ma'u bocha Yisrael. You already know what it means to be a bocha Yisrael. Ech Hashem kosher bo ha'ma shakodesh bo, who is close to you and connected to you. Meblin lahafrid. Hashem will never separate himself. For oil asher olav legadel es am kacho. We've spoken already about that. It's upon you. You're the ones who are supposed to bring out in order to grow the Klal Yisrael, the future of Klal Yisrael. Imru no atem. You tell us. Hayesh machoiv kemachoive hamisgoyim ha'ile? Is there anything as bad as these people? These people who have this haughtiness? V'nega kenega osam? Is there anything, any disease like their disease? Lachem borchori Hashem. Einanu tzichim lahazir amidarozu. You, we don't have to worry about them. Betuchim anu shadivri Hashem. We're positive that the words of Hashem, ish imoy v'aviv tiro. You have to fear your parents. Fear your Rebbe like Shemaim. Alevavchim charusim. It's ingrained in your heart. Yoidem atem heitev shahashem hu amalamin eschem Torah. You know that Kodesh Baruch Hu is teaching you Torah. V'kol Hashem. V'kol divrei rabchem islabish. And the voice of HaKodesh Baruch Hu is just there. It's just being cloaked in your Rebbe's voice. V'shol Hashem edabra aleichem divrei Torah. When your Rebbe teaches you Torah, avoida. Al divrei derech eretz al pi Torah. Everything is coming al pi Torah. V'hamoira, v'hasimcha, ha'pachad, v'ha'em ha'shoy l'Yisrael. And the fear, the happiness, the trepidation, all these feelings that Klal Yisrael had when they stood at Har Sinai, v'sham was called Hashem, elav v'seish. They heard Hashem's voice. Chelek mizeh gam ato lachem. Right now, as we're talking, a little bit of this you have. V'shosh atem yoshvim v'yeshiva. And when you remind yourself, the room that we're in right now, this room is filled with angels. Srafim. And when we speak to Rei Torah, so the Dvar Hashem is coming out from these malachim. Mislabesh b'kol rabachem. And it's coming out in the voice of your Rebbe. V'nichnas el aznechem. And it's going into your ears. V'libchem. Pachad v'simcha. Yirav ahava. Mechalkas gufam. You have like all these emotions that are going on. Marad es libchem. V'es ko atzmechem machnia. L'toris elokeinu ha'nishmoim b'divir rabchem. The person that realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for us a glorious Messiah. And Chassam Sofer writes about this also extensively, that when a Rebbe speaks to his Talmidim, it's the Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Groinoi. He has the Shechina speaking. It's Yadua about many of the Gdoil Yisrael, one of them in particular, Rav Shlomo Shvadron, but many others also. Rav Shlomo Shvadron, whenever he got up to speak, he just said whatever came into his mind. It doesn't make a difference what he planned on speaking about. We've had people come here also and speaking like, I wasn't planning on speaking on that at all, but Hashem just sent it to me. When your Rebbe speaks to you, it's mamish, like you're hearing, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Groinoi. There are times where I could tell you that sometimes I'm in shir, and all of a sudden, something hits me in shir. It's the wildest thing. I thought, I wasn't prepared to say that. It's like mamish, Hashem just wanted me to say it to my, it has nothing to do with me. It's just the Talmidim. And if the Talmidim wouldn't be there, I would never have known it. It's them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a Rebbe is just there in order to be able to give the Talmidim what they need to hear. And a person understands that. So then his whole relationship with his Rebbe, his whole relationship with what's going on in this base medrash, his whole relationship with what's happening in his life, everything he's filled with so much emotion, so much feeling, so much simcha, so much trepidation. Realize that he's right now, he's an opportunity to hear the Dvar Hashem. I tell you, there are some people that they don't necessarily attend Chovas Tamidim Shir on a regular basis. And there's some people that come and don't necessarily listen so much. And I feel bad for them. Because I feel like a person can come to yeshiva, has an opportunity to hear. All I'm trying to do is I'm trying to just say over the Piyasetz and the Rebbe. Heilige Rebbe, Einoko from the Rebbe Melech. We have Mamish the Messiah is being passed on over here. You'd be part of the Shalshelas, part of Mamish the Messiah, which is coming straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to miss it? To miss it? And a person who understands what's happening, so we every single word, a person's hanging on the word. He wants so much to be able to hear. There's so much wisdom here. There's so much that a person can gain from, so much knowledge from the Mashkiach Shmuzim, from learning the Gemara, from everything that a person gets in yeshiva, everything that goes on in this room. There's so much to be gained in this room. And we realize that, and a person feels like, I can tap into that. I can get from that. That type of person. So then he's prepared to listen to his Rebbe. L'chem ein tzrichim l'hazir. You, we don't have to worry about. You don't have to worry. It's the people that are not like that. That feel like, I'll get it whenever I get it. I'll get it however I get it. I do get it. I don't get it. I'm doing my own thing. Those are the people that are in serious danger. Be'ez Hashem, b'li neder, we're going to continue. Thank you.